Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The call for a greater reliance on alternative energies has motivated both the science and political worlds to come up with innovative ideas on how to store the energy created. Raymond Orbach, the director of the Energy Institute at the University of Texas at Austin, explains.
In this year's State of the Union address, President Obama announced the goal of producing 80% of our country's electricity from clean energy sources within 25 years. These sources would be natural gas, nuclear energy, and also wind and solar. These latter are referred to as clean energy sources by many, but the problem is that they generate their electricity when the sun shines or when the wind blows, and that may not be when you need it. When you turn on your light switch, you expect the lights to come on, and that could be in the middle of the day when the wind isn't blowing. So we at the University of Texas at Austin are working on ways of storing that electrical energy so that when it's produced, we can accumulate it and then use it when we need it. Professor Mantharam and Professor Goodenough are developing a new kind of battery. We call it a flow battery, where the electrodes are liquids instead of solids. And the idea is to convert the electrical energy into chemical energy and then pump it into a tank. Then, when you need it, you just take that liquid, you flow it back, and you reconvert the chemical energy into electrical energy. This would allow us to take the electrical energy that the wind provides during the night and use it during the day when the demand is highest. So this is just an example of how science and technology can fulfill the president's call that we all want to achieve.
That was the University of Texas at Austin's Raymond Orbach. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.